This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lindell Report. Doing a little traveling around the country. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to try and get it all in this report. We're going to get right into it. We've got Jeff O'Donnell on coming on here shortly, and he's got a big breaking news. We've got a couple updates on lawsuits. We've got updates on Arizona with Carrie Lake, Blake, and Mark Bincham. And then we have Nevada. I can just tell you right now, they just put sheriff's departments around the Maricopa offices. It's all fenced off now. That's the reports I'm getting out of Arizona. How disgusting. You can't count votes. Give me a break. The only reason you close your door, they counted 7.5 million votes in Florida like that. Brandon, are you there?
I'm here, Mike, and we have the clips ready of Bill Maher and Jimmy Kimmel, and we got Kurt Olson ready tonight. We have some folks from South Dakota, and we got right now standing by Jeff O'Donnell.
Well, why don't we get Jeff in here? I know Jeff's been working tirelessly, and he's got to keep monitoring these races for everybody. And let's bring Jeff in for any breaking news he has right now. I know he just got up with Steve Bannon. Jeff, was there? Why don't we go right into it? What do you got for updates? I know you had reached out to me about the Herschel Walker. Is that holding? Is that a real thing, or what? But that's pretty scary if it's true.
It's a real thing. If you recall yesterday, all the news media was reporting it's going to a runoff. It's going to a runoff in Georgia. I spent my day watching Nevada and Arizona, watching them not report votes, which was very exciting. And lo and behold, when I looked at the Senate race overnight and this morning, not only had Warnock crept up over 50%, meaning if it stays, no runoff, this morning between about 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern time, the reports, these numbers that come through Edison and go through CNN, this is what we use to do this analysis. They actually showed over 26,000 votes taken away from Herschel Walker.
Now, this is beyond belief. I want to ask you something here, because this is what I'm going to be asked by 400 million Americans or 300 and some million people and all the journalists out there. Did you take what do we have? Because you told me this stuff comes through in real time. Do you have anything that will show that it goes into the negative? And would we be able to go to Edison and say, this is what happened? How do you explain this?
Absolutely, absolutely. On the site that I put together, that we grab these numbers every minute or so from the CNN site, and then we display them as graphs. We can display them as raw numbers, and they all show there were three consecutive updates within an hour, and all three of them took votes away. In other words, when you
took
get a report.
Well, everybody, let's all count together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. It's like a game called Chutes and Ladders. You work your way up and all you go right down the drain. This is disgusting, but it's great that we would have the evidence. I want to tell you, I had PolitiFact called me. I don't even know who they are. Some crazy PolitiFact thing. They called me while I was on the plane just now, and they reached out to Edison, Jeff, about the Herschel Walker increase. Now, if you got that, Logan, it's real important, or if we can get that put up, the Herschel Walker one, that when it went straight up for the Democrat, if we could get that one on the screen, it's really important, or get it ready. I don't know if you have that, Logan. There it is, everybody. Now, Jeff, they went to Edison with your exact screenshot here. And you know what Edison told them? This is coming from of PolitiFact, not Politico, PolitiFact, unless it's the fact checkers for Politico. I have no idea. I take all horrible journalist phone calls, no matter who they are, no matter how horrible or how evil, I take their calls. And I took this guy's call, and he says, well, we took this to Edison. And you know what they told him, Jeff? They said, oh, those were from Fulton County, Georgia. And all the, those were from Fulton County, Georgia. And all the, all those votes went to the Democrat. What do you say about that, Jeff?
I say, prove it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I said to him, so Edison told you that all those votes just came in. He said, that's exactly what they said. All of Fulton County came in at once, straight up, and all Democrat votes. Now, if that's the case, what I told this PolitiFact guy, I said, well, why don't you explain a million votes up and a million votes down? Or now what you just told me, how are they ever going to explain that you took away votes from someone, that it went in the negative, Jeff? How would someone explain that?
I don't know if you can. There has to be some explanation. They probably don't want to.
I can. I look at deviations all the time. Let me explain it, everybody. You can't do it unless you got a computer or a machine and you go, hey, wait a minute, Herschel's too high. Boom, down they go. There's your explanation. Just like when we sat here at the real-time crime desk on election night, and Roger Stone was with us, and Roger Stone said, I have never seen all these anomalies in all my days of following politics for decades. And I said, and Roger said, I just can't. I said, can you explain it? And he said, no. And I said, I can. It's called computer machine manipulation. That's what it's called. And it's very simple explanations, and we've got to get rid of the machines and computers. But right now, we are in, this country is in, we are sitting on a teeter-totter right now with not only Herschel Walker, if they're going to try and steal that, but we're sitting with Kerry Lake, Blake Masters, Mark Fincham, and we're sitting there in right now in Arizona. They have all these votes, that's 640,000 votes left to count, and they're counting them, is taking forever. It doesn't make sense. Today, Jeff, how many votes that came out of Arizona today? They have fences up. They have snipers on the roofs, or not snipers, but sheriffs on the roofs, I hear. They have sheriff's department all around. They're guarding it, paper over the windows, the whole shooting match. How many did they get done today? Or for that matter, in the latter part of yesterday?
Well, I'll give you the number. In the Kerry Lake race, it looks like about 1,100, maybe 2,000.
About 1,100 votes, everybody. It's disgusting. They're sitting around a table going, how are we going to cheat again? Well, how are we going to do this? All these Maricopa County committee, whatever they are, and they're doing that count, they should just put a fence around it and keep them fenced in, arrest them. Melt those machines down, put them all behind the bars. It's disgusting. Let's go over. Now, I've heard mixed things about Nevada. We've got a senator there, that candidate we have to have win. And we had heard the votes that were left to count were all same-day votes, and he should win easily. Jeff, do you have a report on that by chance?
Well, yes. And I can tell you a very precise number of how many votes have been reported from Nevada today. That would be zero.
Zero, everybody. Do you understand what they're doing? Everyone in this country should be upset. You know what? I just turned on Fox News. You know what Fox News over there is saying? They're over there going, who's blaming who for that there's no red wave? Let's blame Donald Trump. There's no red wave. Well, let me tell you, anybody watching here, all you horrible journalists out there, I, for one, I think it's divine there wasn't a red wave. And I said that to the political fact guy or political, whatever they are. And now you can all write this. But make sure you don't soundbite me, you horrible, rotten journalists out there. If there would have been a red wave, a complete red wave, you know what? We would have probably lost our country because everyone would have said, oh, look at the machines are fine. Oh, look at this. They're everything, all the corrupt mail-in voting and our dirty voter rolls, everything is beautiful. And it would have just prolonged the end of our country. That's a fact. We have to get rid of these machines. We have to get rid of mail-in voting. We have to go early voting, get rid of it. We got to go same-day voting, paper ballots, hand-counted. That's what we had with Kerry Lake. You know, I talked to their team, and I actually talked to Kerry Lake this afternoon. 380,000 of those votes that are left to count were all people that got a ballot or whatever, apparently got a ballot, and they came in to vote same day. They figure it could be up to 95% of them that came in, that turned them in, of those 380,000 are all Republican ballots for, let's see, Blake Masters, Kerry Lake, and Mark Fincham. All three of them should win with what's left to be counted. If anything comes out of there different, this is disgusting. They should put every one of them people in their county, put them under a, it should be the biggest audit in the history of mankind, which they should already do in Pennsylvania and every other place they've been caught. Look at Michigan, completely wiped out what they did in Michigan with these machines. It's disgusting. And Colorado, wiped out. I mean, you sit there on Fox News and you try and, oh, who's to blame here? I'll tell you what's to blame. I said, this is one of the greatest. If we get Kerry Lake, Fincham, Lake Masters, Herschel Walker, if you get the Senate, what's the one in Nevada?
Laxalt.
If you get him, if we get two out of three of them, we have the Senate, we have the House, and then we already have all the evidence now of all the machines, everybody. You realize what a blessing it was on election morning when all the 32 states, a minimum, had all kinds of election problems, of machine problems, just like Arizona. You're just not hearing about the other ones because Arizona's under the spotlight here. And that's it, right, Jeff? I mean, Jeff, have you found, I'm gonna ask you this. You've been looking in through the Edison and through CNN, they're reporting. You've been watching this now since the morning of the election. Very little sleep, but what you did was quality because you have my pillow. You've been watching this. Have you found any race that you looked at that wasn't machine manipulated, or could you at least say, well, maybe that one's not? Is there any that you could say maybe that race wasn't touched?
Florida, Mike. Florida.
What's that?
Florida.
Florida. Florida. Okay. Florida. All right. Well, that's good. So there's Florida. And everybody, I want to tell you, the stuff that was put in place in Florida by all the new laws and the new rules, it was hard for them to grab anything from the voter rolls. So if that's pure, look what happened there then. A governor takes Dade County, a Republican governor takes Dade County. So you have all this red everywhere in Florida. Now, what I don't want is people to say, look, Mike, we can still have machines. You just got to make the rules better. If you think that, everybody, look no further than Brazil. They had no paper. They had no early voting, same day voting. And you know what? It seems there was no paper or nothing. It was just machines. We know 5.1 million votes were taken there from Bolsonaro, minimum. And I want to ask you something because I know we have other sources, Jeff. It sounds like we had Michigan and Pennsylvania, some of the same IP addresses might have been used. We're looking into it. The same when you have the same IP address that were used to manipulate, is that the same location? Is that what they were talking there or what?
Yeah, there's evidence that we're you know looking into to validate. It was actually Pennsylvania and Georgia, oddly enough, that had in certain locations intrusions by the exact same IPs, exact same machines. It was the same machines that did it in 2020.
Right. Well, we're going to have Kurt Olson, the best attorney I've ever known, on a little later in the show, and he's going to talk about little thing going on in Wisconsin where they send their all their votes out to an IP address that that nobody knows, that it's actually a foundation called WISNet.net. Let's just say it. I wonder if we could get the election sent to your house so you wouldn't have to go and look at everything. You could just get it right off the presses, like WISNet.net. Wouldn't that be something?
That would make things a lot easier, Mike, and a lot of fun. But one thing I want you to consider is that we're seeing this now 2 days. We saw stuff yesterday after the election. This is unprecedented, I think, in maybe human history, that we've been able to see, as you quite put it, you know, the real-time crime desk occur. It took us months to get this level of evidence and detail after the 2020 election. And they knew we were watching this time.
Yeah.
And I have to make an admission. My predictions were more toward the demonstrative red wave. And I admit that I was, you know, I think things are better than things are still going to end up okay. I still believe that. However, I realized my mistake. And that was one of my fundamental assumptions was wrong, Mike, and I think you would like this. I thought that they cared if they got caught.
Right.
I actually thought they cared if they got caught.
Well, Jeff, evil, I told everybody, evil is greedy. That will be their downfall. Evil is greedy. It looks to me, I'm thinking to myself, well, gee, there's three senators left. We got to take two out of three of them to take control of the Senate. I thought, well, they'll try and cheat maybe this one or this one. It looks like they're trying to steal all three, you know? And why would you do that? You got to look at it from their point of view, though. If you take all three, they go, well, don't argue about, you know, if they took just two, you'd go, hey, we only need one back. But if they take three, now you got to find crime in two different places. This is how they think. Just like Doug Mastriano, what they did in Pennsylvania. They wanted to make that sheet so big that nobody would think that he even has a chance of winning. Well, let me tell you, everybody, Doug Mastriano won in the state of Pennsylvania. We watched the biggest front load of votes. Wasn't that the biggest front load that we've seen in the election?
I don't recall any bigger.
Yeah, it was massive, you guys. Let's just, you know, disgusting. And then, but there might be a good thing come out of that. We'll have to talk to Kurt Olson also when he comes on about Pennsylvania, because there's a little thing in Pennsylvania. They have a law in Pennsylvania. It's pretty tough law. You can't have more votes than voters. What? Let me think about this. Are you telling me that's a law? Wow. But you know what? In the 2020 election, everybody, they turned in their electors anyway with 100,000+ more votes than actual voters, being people. Are you kidding me? And nobody questioned it. Everyone's been sitting back. Fox News didn't question it. Newsmax didn't question it. Salem Media didn't question it. Nobody questioned it. We questioned it. Here on Lindell TV and Frank's Speech, we questioned it. And you know what? This time around, they did the same thing because they got greedy. I believed in the state of Pennsylvania. I believe the reason they have that there's more votes than voters again. If it turns out we will know by Monday morning, but everything signs point to that there is. And here's what I believe. You have Oz's race and was it Fetterman? Is that how you say his name, Fetterman?
Yes, Fetterman, yep. Okay.
So you got Fetterman, and what we watched in the real-time crime desk was every time Oz got close, they injected 90,000 votes. So they kept injecting these. So grabbing these fake names, right? We need another 90,000. No problem. Here it comes. We need another 90,000. There it comes back. And then you had, of course, the big front load of Mastriano's race. So you're pulling massive number of names from the voter rolls, everybody. Some people that probably don't even live in the state of Pennsylvania, or some people probably that they've probably long since gone, because that's what they do. Remember, they're just pulling names when you're voting like that. So this will be interesting. We'll have Kurt Olson on to talk about that. They're very greedy. Maybe it'll be a blessing, though, Jeff, if they do this to Herschel and you actually have a 20,000 vote negative drop in real time at the real time crime desk, if the whole world only will look at it, if Fox News would say, look at this. Doesn't anybody care? If they don't look at this, everybody, I don't know where our country's gone. Then you can all get sure. Shame on Fox. And I'm talking Fox. I'm not talking Tucker Carlson. Tucker has had Carrie Lake on. He's talked about the machine. He's saying, you know, he's talking about it. I'm talking about all the rest of Fox. I just seen Fox in the lobby here at the airport. Yes, it's a private airport. Otherwise, there'd be CNN. We all know that. So here's Fox on, and all they were was talking about who to blame that there's not a big red wave. Well, I'll tell you what. I believe that's a divine thing that there wasn't a big red wave, because if there would have been, Jeff, you know what they'd have said to people like you and me and Brandon? They would have said, and everybody else that's worked to get rid of these machines and expose the corruption, they would have said, come on, guys. We knew it was our turn to, you know, those machines work just fine. You know, wouldn't they? Exactly, they would have said that.
And that was my biggest fear.
That was my biggest fear. I actually thought to myself, you know what? If there is a big red wave, maybe we could take another direction and go to the legislatures, to the actual Republicans there, and to the Democrats. You know, because now they would be on the losing side and say, hey, guys, let's get together and get rid of these machines. So it's no matter who you are, a Democrat or Republican, let's not forget the nice lady in Georgia that got zero votes in her own precinct. She was a Democrat in a Democrat race. You know, we all know what Brad Raffensperger does down there in Georgia. If you're a Democrat, you're probably not going to win down there. That's why it's very surprising they're stealing it from Herschel. You think old Crooked Brad would just, you know, go bump the guy in the steel room and go, hey, you're taking from my guy. But once again, it probably proves old Brad's in the Uniparty, for some reason they wouldn't want Herschel. That's the only thing I can figure out. There's so many things, guys, that only point to a Uniparty, deep state, globalist CCP. Because, you know, when we, everything has happened in these last 4 days. If we can get the Senate, and we get everything pushed through here, these last candidates that we need desperately, we have to have Carrie Lake. We have to have Carrie Lake, because Arizona, I had her on the phone. She was so upset that what they're doing down there in Arizona. As soon as she's in, we're going to take machines. We're not just going to dissect them. We're going to open them up in every one of them. And then we're going to reset everything to a beautiful voting system of same-day paper ballots. And Arizona will become the shining star of the country. And then the country, here's a beautiful prototype. And there we go. And that, so I guess, Jeff, every time you call me with breaking news, it's almost disbelief. Yeah. But Jeff, can I say one more thing here before we bring on, I don't know who's on there. Tell everybody the breaking news. They took approximately 27,000 votes off of Herschel Walker's total. It went in the negative. And could you tell everybody where you get that data so that they don't think we're just making it up? It's very public, everybody. Go ahead, explain the Edison. Explain where we get it.
Yes, this is the data that comes. Ultimately, it goes very circuitous route sometimes, but it ends up, Edison is the kind of monopoly on who gives election night reporting data to the networks. In this election, we're actually using the data feed provided by CNN. When previous elections, we've used the New York Times, but they decided not to play this year, apparently, or this election. So we're actually using the raw numbers. They provide a feed. If you looked at it, you wouldn't know what it was, because it's just numbers and formatting. And so it, every time there's an update, it changes. And so we just check it every minute or two and see what's changed in the races.
Right. So this would be, so everybody, I'm going to make this clear, everybody. We've all seen on CNN and other outlets where votes go in the negative. We've seen it during the 2020 election. What? We're going, how do you have a go in the negative? You can't go negative. But when you're changing, when you're manipulating the votes with the computers, you absolutely can. Let's see, we gotta bring this down. Well, but with by the way, everybody, the New York Times, horrible Alan Duke, the Facebook fact checker of lead stories, he covered up all your work, Jeff. He covered it up, he put fake over it all over the internet. Alan Crooked, Alan Trader Duke, and Alan texted me. Alan texted me, and in his article that he put, if you read the facts, he says, and Jeff O'Donnell got his information from the New York Times. I texted Alan Duke. I said, Alan, try not to put lies within your lies. He got it from CNN through the Edison Report. There, I mean, this is what they're doing. Crooked Alan Duke, traitor Alan Duke, trying to cover up the truth again. I said, Alan, we're getting this. Why don't you try and go from be a traitor to a hero and actually report? Now, Jeff, doesn't it baffle you that all the terrible journalists watching this, that they all hate our country so much, that they went right, hey, 27,000 votes just got taken away from Herschel Walker. It's impossible. But no, you know what they're going to do? They're gonna go, well, we couldn't get a hit job on the Lindell Report tonight because all they did was tell the truth. So they can't, so they might make something up that, Mike Lindell's screen was blurry because he was in an airport. Well, that Frank speech, they had glitches. That's what they talked about us on election night. Did you know that? Now, Mike Lindell said Frank's speech was sabotaged. It was down for 20 to 30 minutes. You know, it's disgusting. But
by the way, Mike,
I think it's such a blessing. Jeff, do you see the blessing part of it, that we didn't get a red wave now? That how hard it would have been for us to get the word out?
I agree it's a blessing, but I'll say, man, I'm about ready to have too many of these kinds of blessings.
Mike, good.
I feel properly blessed now. Mike, you know, you asked about how the people like Alan Duke and these people can do it. I've come to, this is my opinion, but I've come to realize it's not because they love the Democrats. It's because they hate us.
That's right. That's right. And Alan Duke's a communist. I think we looked that up, didn't we, Brandon?
Well,
I sent Alan Duke a text and I said, Alan, I said, I know you're a communist, but not everybody likes communism.
Mike, the group that was calling you today, show my screen. Is this the group that was calling you today, Mike? PolitiFact, is that them?
Yep, that's them. That is them.
Well, I did a little research on them, and it looked like, according to them, organizations that contributed more than 5% of total PolitiFact revenue in the previous calendar year, Facebook and TikTok. And isn't TikTok a communist China company?
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, this PolitiFact guy, he acted like he was my buddy. They all do. They're so stupid. I chewed him out on the phone. I said, you rotten journalist, you horrible, horrible, horrible person that would do this to our country. I said, why don't you go back and ask the Edison and ask CNN, ask Edison, how did votes go down? Because all they did was lie about Herschel Walker. Say, oh, that was the Fulton County votes. That's why it went straight up for the Democrat. By the way,
they track you. Go back to the screenshot, guys. They track your website or your post, your social media post, and then they determine, they're claiming pants on fire over some of your Instagram post.
Who, my Instagram post?
That's coming from PolitiFact. Yep, they track your social media, your Instagram post, and then they rate you pants on fire, as you can see. So they're not your friend, even though the guy acts like it.
What? Well, at least I get fans on Instagram, the rotten platform, right? The Suckabuck owns that platform, too. Brandon? We're going to be bigger, I think, than all the other social media platforms just because every horrible journalist in the world is watching us and they're looking for stuff you're going to say, Brandon, that comes out as a conspiracy theory. You know, me and Jeff are here trying to tell stuff that's fact, and you're always coming up with these conspiracy theories, and we know it's guilty by association.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Oh, gosh. Thank you, Jeff.
You know what? I think Alan Duke even said, he goes, Mike, if you weren't on Brandon's show sometimes, you know, and help with your show, I'd probably let it slide. By the way, everybody, speaking of that, this would be a good time to transition into the late night TV host, our friend Jimmy Kimmel. I call him Kimmel. I've always called him Jimmy Kimmel, not Kimmel. And so I'm going to give everybody a little background here. Kid Rock was on Bill Maher. We can't show that show because there was so much. We'd have to bleep out all the swear words for this our primetime show here on Lindell TV. But Kid Rock brought him a cutout of me. And Bill Maher, you know, he's like, you know, I think he was higher than a kite, to be honest with you. But he was kind of confused. And then they started getting in a conversation. And Kid Rock, you know, basically stuck up for me. And he said, you know, he's got great sheets, and they were talking about sheets, and Bill Maher, of course, kept mocking, and got down to the end. They brought me up again, and he says, oh, well, thanks for that thing, and he said, that's not a thing. Mike's a good guy, and stuff like this. He says you should have him on. He wants to have him on your show, and Bill Maher says, because he says, yeah, I'd have him on my show, they went back, first he said, would you have dinner with me? He said, no, I wouldn't have dinner with him. Once again, Bill Maher was a little confused because I think he was pretty high. But it just appeared that way. I'll just say it. You know, that's being subjective. I don't know the stuff that comes out of his mouth. He's kind of a little slow, you know, and his thinking was off. I've seen him when he's a little sharper. But this is his podcast. I think he can smoke dope on his podcast. I don't know. You know, they were certainly drinking. So anyway, they get into it, and Bill says, yeah, Mike could come on my show. And, I said that the other night on Lindell TV, and I said, hey, I would love to come on your show, Bill. Well, he went on Jimmy Kimmel, and do we have the clips, Brandon?
Yes, we have the clip. Roll it, Logan. Roll that clip, Logan.
You're familiar with the MyPillow man, Mike Lindell?
Well, I know who he is, and of course, I've done crack.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that you have something in common with him, because tonight, actually, not long ago, he went on his, he's got some, he calls it a TV channel, but it's really just him on a webcam, and he has this message for you.
I'm going to put a shout out here. In prime time here, I know Kid Rock was on his show. He said he would have me on his show. Bill Maher, I'm putting out in front of the whole world here. I would love to come on your show. You said you wanted me on your show. I would love to come on to your show and talk about whatever you want about these election, any conspiracy theories or anything you want.
What do you think?
Dream on, nutcase. First of all, even though Kid Rock thinks of himself as very political, and I'll talk to anybody. I like Kid Rock a lot, and we have nothing in common politically. But that, you know, that's the answer to America's problems. We have to talk to people we don't agree
with. Well, you just told MyPillow Mike Lindell that he can't come on the show.
He can't come on real time because he's a moron. He can come on the podcast.
Oh, great.
And what he's referring to is Kid Rock came and he brought a life-size cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell as a gift. I don't know why.
Was he in the HOV lane or something?
I don't know. That he
driving
he carries this around with the, I don't know. But yes, I mean, you have to talk to everybody. I've said it a million times. You can hate Trump. You can't hate everybody who likes him. It's half the country. But look, I think, you know, conservatives, if there's any watching this show, I think they're put off by the idea. I mean, part of the way we're talking tonight, like, oh, liberals, they talk like this country would be perfect if only the stupid people would stop acting so stupid while they're doing stupid things. I mean, I walked into your show tonight and everyone's wearing masks. And I was like, seriously? Could you take the mask off?
That's just leftover from Halloween.
Okay.
That's it.
No, no. And your assistant said, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Right. Because germs don't attack celebrities. I mean...
No, the reason we wear masks, you want to know the real reason, is because it's part of our union contract that they negotiated.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why don't I have to? What? She said, I don't have to, but the staff does?
Right. Well, isn't that something? So you got Bill Maher. That's why I'd like to come on his show. He's got some logic to him once in a while, and he's been attacking the left, and it's like common sense. He's all for common sense. You know, this doesn't make sense why you still have masks, but I'm okay to not have one. Did you hear that part? And he's been saying, he's actually been over here going, you know what, it doesn't matter if you're over here or over here, and saying how nonsensical it is. But he did say, we'll see if Bill Maher is good for his word. Bill, this moron would love to come on your show. You call me a moron, and I'm okay with that, you know. We'll see. Let's go on. We'll talk about common sense things, and then you will find out why I'm fighting to get rid of electronic voting machines for the last year and a half. You know, and that's fact. So we'll see if Bill Maher is good for his word and has me on. He did say he wouldn't have me on his show because I'm a moron, the real-time whatever Bill Maher show, but I will be able to come on his high podcast where I believe he's higher than a kite when he's on it, but that's fine. Maybe I can get him in the Lindell Recovery Network when I'm there with them. We'll talk about my recovery network, where getting you off your addiction is just a bonus. Getting you to Jesus is the real victory. So we'll see what Bill says. And I hope they get back to me soon. Jimmy Kimmel, if you're watching, get a hold of Bill. Give him my number. You got my number, Jimmy. Give him my number. Let's see if he's good for the word, Mr. Righteous Bill Maher. Let's see if Mr. Righteous is good for his word. I believe I've already gotten my number to him through another direction, but if Jimmy Kimmel does it and announces it, and by the way, Jimmy, if he lies, you want to have me back on your show and we'll talk about how Bill Maher didn't tell the truth. What do you say, Jimmy? Just like old times, we can make it like a little reunion. So anyway, that's where we're at there, you guys. We've got right now, we have stuff so much more important to talk about. But the reason I'd like to go on those shows is to tell people it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, or conservative. Can't you see what's going on around you? We've got to get rid of these electronic voting machines and computers in our elections. We have to, or we lose our country forever. I, for one, am glad there wasn't a big red wave, because you know what? I'd still be sounding the alarm, but nobody would be listening. My, come on now. It was our turn. The old Republicans are back. You know, give me a break. This isn't about that. It's about saving our country and get elections back and not having selections. That's it.
That's it.
That's a pretty good monologue, huh, Brent?
It is a good monologue. It is. Thank you, Jeff, for being with us. Now we are joined by attorney Kurt Olson. Kurt, welcome to the broadcast. Oh, yep, get Kurt on. While he's getting Kurt on, and then we'll go to the folks in South Dakota. While he's doing that, I want to remind you folks, it is coming up with Christmas shopping season. If you appreciate all Mike is doing, take a look at the screen right here, folks. Here you go. Here are our specials. Thank you from Mike Lindell. Get our best TV specials now by going to MyPillow.com. You can click that right now. Buy now. Use that powerful promo code L77. The slippers as low as $49.98. As low as $29.98. Best sheets, best price ever with the promo code L77.
Those are red.
Yes.
Red. Those are our Giza Dream Sheets. We put them on sale because the Perkill... We were short on the Perkill, and we put the Giza Dream Sheets on sale, best prices ever. And I want to say this, what we're doing, everybody. We've extended these. You got the slippers and those Dream Sheets right there. You want to get your Christmas gifts now. Here's what I'm going to do for everybody that gets them tonight. We are extending the 60-day money-back guarantee so you can get them now for Christmas gifts through March 1st of 2023. It's all, everybody's going, well, Mike, I'm buying them for Christmas. Would the guarantee be good? Absolutely. Look at that. You can look at it. You got the coffee, the towel sets. Everybody, the pillows on sale. Yeah, the bathrobes are awesome. And you don't have to worry about getting if the color's wrong or whatever for Christmas gift, whatever they want. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee that goes all the way to March 1st of 2023. And I'll tell you what, it's all the savings there is because the box stores, everyone that's canceled us, you guys have all responded. And remember, they take 55% usually, them and the shopping channels in our country that canceled it, like QVC and HSN, and how rotten they were part of the cancel culture. Those savings we passed on to you because I get it all the time. Mike, how can you discount slippers $90? And everyone says, Mike, come on, were they really worth that much? Yes, you guys, they were. They're made with patented technology you don't have in any other slipper. It's called impact gel. You can wear them like shoes and the fatigue is less. I mean, it's just amazing. I stay on your feet all day. And same way the Giza Dream Sheets, those have a 10-year warranty, by the way. There's no fading, no pilling, and it's the best. It just enhances your sleep. Then you got the MyPillow mattress topper. We have beds, Brandon. Go down to the beds. I don't think people realize we have mattresses. You guys, we put our mattresses on sale. These are patented technology in our mattresses. You go through, those are the TV ones here. It's down in the other part of the website. But go through, do all your shopping here. And by the way, one more thing you can do, go to mystore.com, everybody. And at mystore.com, these are all the USA entrepreneurs. They're entrepreneurs and their products, everybody. And now those are in, there's a story behind every entrepreneur. I encourage you to get that coffee. It's the best coffee in history. So there you have it. You want to support us at everything that's going on, use that promo code L77. Before Kurt comes on, and actually he will tell you this himself, there's the MyPillow mattress. The proprietary patented mattress things we have there, technology. You got all different size or kinds there. We have one there that's dual sided, just all kinds of. You got to get these beds. They're the best beds ever. They come with the guarantee, the 10-year warranty. I mean, you can't beat it. Let's bring Kurt on. I want to talk about all the stuff we have going on in the country. You guys, we could really use help now more than ever because we've opened up. I know of at least 45 lawsuits going on around the country that's going to help bring our country back and election crime and everything else. Kurt's going to come on here and talk about a couple other ones going on. But this, we got to get our country back. And this costs, there's a lot of money that's went into it. And you can help out. Go to the LindellLegalOffenseFund.com or LindellLegalFund.com or .org. I think you get there anyway. But the Lindell Legal Fund, I don't care if it's $5, $10, whatever it is, we can sure use your help. Because now more than ever, it is spread all 50 states. Brandon, I was on a call, my weekly call last night. Tens of thousands of people all around the country, and their leaders are on there. There were different states talking. There was Michigan going, we are decimated in Michigan. They stole it all. They stole Matt DiPerno. We watched that at one. Remember that, Brandon?
Yep.
1 o'clock in the morning. I think it was 1:58 or one, right after 1 o'clock. We watched a 300,000 crime spike go straight up for Matt's, what's her name? Denzel or whatever her name is. Denzel, I think. Denzel, I like that. I don't know what her name is, but she, the attorney general there, the terrible attorney general they have. Can you look it up? See what
yeah,
that is?
I can't remember her name either.
But anyway, so we have, but Michigan, I told Michigan, then you had Colorado completely decimated. By the way, Lauren Boebert there was 3,000.
Oh, Dana Nessel.
So she was given 300,000 votes all at once. And to just shoot her up, so Matt DiPerno lost because of the machines, because of the corrupt computer. So I was on the phone. You had Colorado on there going, they've taken everything. And Pennsylvania, Brandon, which we're going to talk to Kurt Olson about. They completely took Pennsylvania. But I told every one of them on that call, I said, you know what? We are going to leave no. We're going to treat every state like it's our only state. Every state has a footprint of what's going on there, and we're going to look at every state. We have a plan. We'll go through that, and we'll give you one example here when we get Kurt Olsen on. Is Kurt available yet?
Yeah, Kurt's with us right now.
Okay, Kurt. Kurt, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. One is Pennsylvania. So, what can you tell us about Pennsylvania? Isn't there? We heard that there might be a little law there that you can't have more votes than voters. Have you ever heard of this, such a thing?
Like you said, Mike, before, what a concept. But there is a statute that specifically states that if the number of ballots exceeds the number of recorded people who showed up to vote, that the vote cannot be certified in any district. None of the votes can be counted in any district until there's an investigation conducted into that discrepancy. And that statute is called 21 PA Stat 3154. Of all things in 2020, this was an issue that was not pursued for some reason. And by way of example, when Secretary of State Bookvar of Pennsylvania, when she certified the 2020 election on November 24th, there were more than 700,000 more ballots than people who were recorded as having showed up to vote. Now, the excuse was that not all counties had reported their results up onto what's called Pennsylvania Sure System. That's where they hold all this data, open to the public. And by December 28th of 2020, that number was down to 205,000 more votes than people voting, and they made the same excuse again. But there's no exception in the statute that says, well, you can go ahead and certify the vote, even if not all counties have reported. The statute is black and white. You cannot certify the vote when this condition exists. So, but they did it anyway. They just kind of bum rushed it through. But in February of 21, all the votes were recorded up by the counties. All the data had been uploaded, and there was still 120,000 more votes than people recorded showing up as voting. That election should have never been certified under that law until an investigation.
So this was the presidential election. And in November, they had 700 and some thousand votes, more votes than voters, and they certified anyway. Is that correct?
That's correct. And they used an excuse saying, well, not all the counties had reported. There is no exception in the statute for not having all the counties reported.
So now, Kurt, I'm going to ask you, with our belief is that with what happened to Oz, with Fetterman getting 90,000 votes injected about every hour, every time Oz caught up with them, everybody, and we've shown that on the real-time crime desk, we showed it on election night. Then you had the biggest injection of votes in the governor's race against Doug Mastriano. I believe it was almost 500,000 votes shoved in there right out of the gate. Here, you can take in a horse race, you can take a half a track lead. But by doing that, we believe that there might be more votes than voters again, which we're going to find out on Monday. But Kurt, then can we pursue that this time around? Is this something that Doug Mastriano can pursue, or can Oz even pursue it even though he conceded?
There is no prohibition on Oz or any other candidate from pursuing this action. And I think it is, we'll see what the data shows, when it comes in. But, right. If you recall, they reported back just like less than 2 weeks ago that more than 250,000 ballots were sent to Pennsylvania voters with unverified IDs. So how does that happen?
Right. This was all across our country, and this will be a good way to get in to the to do a complete audit. It seems like with these elections, everybody, when you ask for audits, it seems like they just say, sorry, you can't look what's under the machines. It's we're protecting something. We're protecting you from you. You don't want to have an unfair election and our criminal source code gets out to everybody. Come on. One, two, three. Let's see how you count ballots. One, two, three inside the machine. One plus one is two. Two plus one is three. But we don't want to see that source code. They want to hide that. So, Kurt, your angle here is by coming at them with something that's so black and white, whether it's a crime or not, you can't have more votes than voters. What a concept. And by coming in at that angle, that forces them to do an audit if that is in fact true. Is that correct? Does a judge have to say, no, you can do it anyway? Or would a judge have to say, yeah, let's do an audit. Let's see why this happened. Wouldn't that be logic that that's what would happen? That a judge would say, yeah, that doesn't seem right. But just like if you did an audit at a bank and you can't have more money in your account than it says is in your account, right?
Well, two things. One, the statute says investigation. So investigation is not defined, but it would be an investigation necessarily related to the discrepancy of having more ballots than recorded voters. But I'd also like to note, if you recall, Fulton County, Pennsylvania, is currently engaged in litigation with Dominion. And that litigation arose when the Fulton County election officials noticed that the count of the ballots that the machine tabulators were saying were processed didn't match the actual count of the ballots, that there was a discrepancy. And so if these machines are so accurate, so efficient, you would think that they would be able to count the number of ballots. But there were discrepancies. And that raised a whole host of issues that led to forensic examinations where they found that these machines were completely, they had IP addresses resolving to foreign countries located on them, meaning that there had been some communication on them, that there were files that were what are called DLL, dynamic link libraries, from which malware can be installed. There was, I think, over 300 of these files found on the machine through the forensic report, which is publicly available. And so
why doesn't Fox report this, investigation? Why doesn't Fox News report this, Kurt?
I think we all know the answer to that. There has been a complete shutdown. Hey,
maybe in a little bit we're gonna call it, we're gonna ream into Fox here. We're gonna see if they want to comment on this. Logan, could you get a hold of Fox for us in a little bit here? I want to ask you, Kurt, while we're waiting to see what Fox has to say about this. We have two things going on. In Wisconsin, can you comment about the crooked WEC, the Wisconsin Election Commission? What's happening with Wisconsin with their machines? I heard send out their whole election to an IP address that goes to a foundation. Is this true?
So what has happened? There's been a complaint filed by Peter Berneger, who is an absolute patriot. And he was able to, through a FOIA request, get the tabulator logs. And in Wisconsin, what happens is at the end of the vote, they close up the machines, they insert a flash drive that has a modem, and they transmit the results up to the county. Now, there are 1,800 plus wards in Wisconsin. And so every one of those wards has a tabulator. What we noticed from the tabulator logs is that 234 milliseconds later, another transmission was made to an unofficial IP address called whisknet.net. We don't know who's on the other side. It's unofficial. It means that the machine is unsecure. It also is a two-way communication, meaning it's not just transmitting the results up to this unofficial IP address. It's opening a path for somebody to implant malware, for example, on the machine, or do anything they want to control it. And here's the rub. This connection is not just made at the close of the election. Before an election, they test these machines. And so then they attach this modem device, they test to make sure it works, they close everything up. That connection has been now made to an unofficial IP address, a two-way communication before the election. The machines are completely compromised. Clay Parikh, who is one of the cyber experts, just an extraordinary patriot and individual, he was actually hired by the Voting Systems Testing Labs for 11 years to do the certification and the penetration testing. He did that from 2008 to 2000, or maybe 2006 to 2017, I believe. In any event, I know it was for 11 years. But he said he has testified in open court that he was able to hack into every one of the 100 or so machines that he tested during that time period. His best time was around 2.5 minutes, he said. His average was around 5. So there's right now a complaint in front of the WEC about this very issue. I think it is something that could be brought and hopefully will be brought in a court so that it's not just sitting there. It's because of the procedural aspect. You can file a complaint with the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Right.
But we all know what they're going to do. So the next step is to get this with an appropriate plaintiff up into the court system, because these machines have been, like, once again, just another example how they are totally unsecure. And why is it
I want to stop you there for 1 second. So you just heard two examples of what we're going to be doing in states, everybody. I'm going to do a shout out, and all the rotten journalists out there can say, Mike Lindell is scripting, asking for help. Well, let me tell you what. Go to LindellLegalFund.com, Lindell Legal Offense Fund. We're always on the offense. We now need help for things like these to get these done in all these states across the country. We have stuff going on everywhere. And we need your help. If you're out there and you put money into campaigns, millions of dollars, you want to put money into something that's going to save the country, the LindellLegalFund.com. This money goes to help save your country, get rid of these machines, get our elections back instead of selections. This is where you need to spend your money. You dump all the money into candidates and stuff just to have them stolen. Take a toilet, flush it down the toilet. It's disgusting what they've done with our elections. Kurt, I want to do one more with you. Let's talk about the Koenig case where he was shipping data to China. He got charged by a DA in of all places, LA County, and it could have been the biggest data breach it probably is the biggest data breach in United States history. They put two people in jail, Catherine and Greg from True to Vote. They sit in jail for a week because Koenig sued, goes after them for defamation because of their evidence. And now just today, what happened today? They said they dropped the charges against this CEO. How do you explain that, Kurt?
I think there are some explanations that would be obvious, but it'd be speculative. I will say this, though, because this is important. The DA took out a press release publicly stating they did not rely on True the Vote's data to bring these charges, that they did their own due diligence. And that due diligence that they performed is what resulted in the charges and the arrest of Koenig's CEO. And so the question is, what are they hiding? Because they didn't say they got it wrong. They just dropped the charges. And so everybody should demand to know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, what the heck's going on? That vindicated me. I said it was China. CCP's been involved all along. When you got China in charge of our government or part of it, yeah, I guess that would be me. I can say this. Maybe you can. You got such people tied to China in charge. Of course, they're going to let one of their CEOs that got of a company that got part of the biggest data breach in American history, and he got charged by someone on the left, by the way, everybody. If you talk about, some right wing or this thing, I get so tired of saying, well, that was a Trump-appointed judge. Well, that was an Obama-appointed judge. You know what, everybody? We have to pray for our judges to start looking at stuff and making decisions that to just be the judge instead of kicking stuff out for standing. We got enough stuff going on. This is, it's beyond logic of what's going on. But anyway, everybody, we're not gonna, as you see, Greg and Catherine are out of jail, and they're not stopping. She put out a statement that just fires us up all the more. We're not gonna stop ever till we save this country. And I'm talking to Politico, Kurt, I was going to tell you that. Politico, everybody, they called me, or PolitiFact, I'm saying that Brandon just fell. This horrible journalist called me up on the way here, and he said, Mike, you're Herschel Walker, those votes, that 200,000 votes that were given to the Democrat, that was Fulton County. All the votes came in there. 200,000 votes all at once just came popping in from Fulton County. So then I told the PolitiFact guy, Why don't you go check out today when they took 27,000 votes away from Herschel Walker this morning, everybody. They took him away. So there might, if that holds, they're not going to be a runoff. They stole it. The only thing is there we have more evidence of the biggest crime in history, which are these machines and computers taking our country. Where is Fox News? Where is Newsmax? Where's Salem Media? You better start reporting this or we're going to lose our country. God bless Tucker Kurt. He's starting to report stuff. He's had Kerry Lake on twice. And we just put out a plea to any of these people on these conservative platforms. Start reporting what's out there, the truth. If you bury the truth and give us all this propaganda, we're going to lose everything.
Absolutely. All right, that's the Lindell Report. Be sure to support Mike's work by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Thanks for watching, and thanks for supporting Mike Lindell. Take care, folks. You're watching Lindell TV.